Here we go with our locker room chats here on this Thursday evening as we get you set for week 7 of high school football matchups tomorrow night. Some good ones across the board, and one of the big ones in the state. We got half of the head coaches, and that is Eric Detweiler here, Axtell football coach, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Coach, before we dive into the Week 7 opponent in the next segment, let's talk about another big win for your team last week, 68-0. St. Paul made a lengthy road trip up to your home field, and guys were able to run it up pretty big. 48 points in the first quarter, really not looking back from there, just another quick start and another big win.
Yeah, our guys played, you know, exceptionally well. You know, we held St. Paul's offense. I think totally they end up with negative 1 yard. So obviously we were on the short side of the field all the time. And we had 2 punt returns for touchdowns. And when you just, you know, get short fields, you know, it's easy to score. And like I said, 48 points in the first quarter. So, you know, we were off and rolling right off the bat. And just never looked back.
I don't know about you, but it seems to me no matter what, you know, level it is, whether it's 8-man or even 6A, you know, it seems very hard, and I would think, to score 48 points in one quarter. But somehow you guys are just able to do that, and obviously getting off the quick starts, it's kind of been a theme for you guys this year. And I'm glad you brought up the punt return touchdowns. In the 8-man level, it doesn't seem like the special teams aspect maybe gets as much love as it deserves, and you guys have a good special teams crew, obviously.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing a good job of it. And then actually, you know, after we returned those 2, they kicked every one of them out of bounds. So we didn't even have another opportunity. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of times, you know, there's not a lot of punting in 8-man. You get about the midfield, and a lot of times you can go for it. And because the scoring can be so rapid. And so when you get the opportunity to take advantage of it, you know, it sure definitely helps and, you know, definitely change the aspect of the game.
You know, before we got on the air here, and obviously we were talking it up a little bit, and, you know, you had a kind of a makeshift practice or had to kind of move your practice time around, you know, with parent-teacher conferences. So you had a practice in the afternoon, and then you had some kids who were obviously competing at the TVL track meet over in Onega. You're able to get, you know, those kids involved. Just talk about the challenges there, just kind of moving things around and kind of changing it up, you know, in this case this week.
Well, you know, it's just a credit to our kids that, you know, I can move practice to whenever we want. You know, it doesn't have to be right after school or first thing in the morning. Why, you know, we can make it work mid-afternoon, you know, if we have to. And I just set a time and make sure all the kids can make it. They're available at that time. And I really don't ever have any issues, which is, like I said, a credit to our kids and our family and the community that allows our kids to do that even, you know, on their day off from school where, you know, they're not, you know, doing something else family-wise that, you know, the families make sure the kids get there. So it's a credit to those guys that they're willing to change their schedule, you know, literally, you know, the night before or whenever we change practice, and, you know, that they can do that.
I would think it's a heavy credit to the families and communities to allow, you know, the change and the turnarounds and whatever you got to do to make sure you get those practices in. And, you know, just kind of sticking with those kids who are competing in cross country, I mean, those multi-sport athletes, I mean, they're just busy nonstop.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these cross-country kids, well, they practice in the morning before school, and then they got football afterwards, and then obviously they got their studies, you know, whenever they can squeeze time in for that, you know, after football practice in the evening. So, yeah, you know, to be multi-sport, you got to be able to put the time and effort in and be dedicated to both sports. And you know, like I said, our kids and our community does a tremendous job of that and backs the school and our sports 100%.
And we don't need to continue to preach the success that your team has been on. We've talked about it. Everybody knows about it. And certainly the success has been there over the last few seasons. But I guess this season in particular, as we're 6 games in, 2 to go, plus the playoffs here looming in a few weeks, what's been the most impressive part about your team so far this year?
Well, you know, every year we face, you know, seniors graduating, and then you always got to, you know, plug in new kids. And, you know, one thing that impressed me most, I thought, is we really didn't hardly miss a beat from the get-go. A lot of times it takes 2 or 3 weeks to get your mojo, get your, you know, everybody's on the same page. And our kids just stepped in and I think that's, like I said, it goes back to credit to them for their hard work that they've put in the summer. And our kids, you know, realize what it takes to be at the level that we're at. And for them kids just step in and get it from week one, and then continue to get better every week is, you know, something that impresses me. It seems like every year. And on top of that, it seems to me every year that our kids get so much bigger and, you know, faster, stronger. You know, last year, you know, we go to practice and I say, man, last year you couldn't do that, you know, and then this year they're capable to do that. So, you know, like I said, it goes back to their hard work of being in the weight room and, you know, it just amazes me how much kids grow and gain knowledge every year.
Axtell football coach Eric Detweiler joining us here for a few minutes. They got a big time matchup here tomorrow night at home against Hanover. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. A few more minutes here with Axtell football coach Eric Detweiler. Always appreciate the time with the Eagles football coach, brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, BND Buildings as well. Well, this one is certainly, I'm sure, circled on the schedule whenever you get that schedule each and every year, and obviously monster implications for the TVL and district standings as well. A Hanover Wildcats team that comes in ranked and undefeated as well. What stands out about your Week 7 opponent tomorrow night in Hanover?
Well, they're a pretty common opponent. It seems like we play them every year, if not two times. You know, it seems like several years ago we were playing twice a year for several years. So we're fairly familiar with each other. You know, they're extremely well coached. You know, Matt Hoyer over there has obviously won, several state titles and does a great job with those kids. They're fundamentally sound. A lot of times you can watch film on other teams and find some weaknesses where, the Hanover just isn't that way. They're disciplined. Like I said, they know what they're doing, and obviously they've put their effort in for themselves in the weight room this summer too. That they're 6-0 coming into this game.
If there is such thing as an elite program, at the high school level, there's probably not a few of them. But Hanover, again, with just the tradition and the success that they have had over a number of years, and you mentioned again just being a common opponent. More times than not, essentially seeing them in the regular season and also in the playoffs, of course. But this team specifically here in 2024, what stands out about this Wildcats team here this year?
Well, they got a lot of the kids that are back from last year. They didn't graduate that much. To me, it stands out as how much they've improved in their confidence level. You can just watch them on film and see that, their athleticism has gotten better. They're faster. They're stronger. As they get a year older, I think they get a year smarter and are more disciplined on the field. So when you combine all those things all together, they're definitely, like I said, and being well coached, they're definitely going to be a tough opponent for them.
Well, it's a battle of undefeated teams, TVL, district title implications on the line. Just give us some expectations and keys for this one tomorrow night.
Well, turnover battle obviously is always huge. You always want to win the turnover battle. And just keep with our mojo that we've been having week in and week out. We need to come out with a fast start. Like I said, no turnovers and play with the excitement and enthusiasm. I'm sure the stands are going to be packed for this one, we just need to use our hometown crowd and hopefully we can take that to our advantage.
Certainly there will be a lot of eyes, not just there in the stands on tomorrow night, but across the state. Again, a lot of eyes are going to be on this one, but we are excited. It's going to be our feature game on 92.1, Axtell and Hanover, just a ton on the line in this one. But we appreciate it as always. That's Eric Detweiler joining us here on our locker room chat this week. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.